What's up, everybody? It's me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. Welcome back to Fantasy Pros MLB channel. And today we're going to talk about the breakout players for 2023. I've got 10 names for you who are ready to take their stock from here all the way up to here and help you win some fantasy championships. But before we get to that, guess what? The Draft Wizard is back. That's right. The Draft Simulator over at Fantasy Pros is back and ready for action, ready for you to get your mock draft on. All you got to do is go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard or go use the app. The app is spectacular and get all the mock drafts you could possibly handle. You can do a mock draft in 5 minutes or you could do one for 3 hours and ignore your job and your family, which is probably not a good idea. Don't do that. But get some mock drafts going, get some practice in, and the Draft Wizard is the place to do that. Again, fantasypros.com/draftwizard. So, with that out of the way and a little bit of business, it's time for a little fun. So let's talk about the top 10 2023 breakouts, courtesy of me, Joey P. Number 10, Nick Lodolo, starting pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Over his final 13 starts, Nick Lodolo really found himself. In 77 innings, he pitched to a 2.92 ERA, just 27 walks with 93 Ks. That's more than a 3.5-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, practically, and that bodes very well for Nick Lodolo. Now, you'll say it's a tough ballpark to pitch into, which I'll say, well, he had a 2.85 ERA at home last year. In fact, it's on the road where things did not work out well, over a 5 ERA on the road. That eventually will right itself, and he is only one of two pitchers outside of the top 100 ADP. They're earmarked for over-projected 200 strikeouts, and Nick Lodolo is one of them. You want to draft this guy this year, get him on your roster. Number 9, Justin Steele, Chicago Cubs starting pitcher. Now, it's been a while since the Chicago Cubs have really had a starting pitcher homegrown that we could really get excited about. After 8 years basically in the minor leagues, we are here with Justin Steele, who last year was 4-7, but at a 3.18 ERA over 119 innings. I saw him strike out 126 and walk just 50. Now, that's a 9.5 K per 9. That's a really good rate, more than a 2.5-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. That's what you're looking for. Now, the question with Steele is, can he make the innings jump? 119 was a career high for him. The previous high was all the way back when he was 21 with 98 innings over that span. So now that he is healthy at 119, can he make that jump to 150, even 160? I think he can. And if he does, when you add in some of these new bats and some of this run support he's going to get in Chicago, Justin Steele could be a very sneaky fantasy starting pitcher this year who might be ready to break out, give you 150 plus Ks, maybe even give you 10 wins if things break right. Number 8, Vinny Pasquantino, first baseman of the Kansas City Royals. My Italian brother, Vinny Pasquantino, had a very good rookie debut, having an 832 OPS, a 137 WRC plus, and established himself as the cleanup hitter for the Kansas City Royals. That's a good spot for fantasy productivity. We both know that. He also hit 295 over those 72 games for the Royals last year. And over the minor league track record, 246 games, a 292 batting average, 382 OBP, and a 569 slugging. He also basically walked as much as he struck out. 131 to walk, 143 to the K. You don't see that very often in young players. So this is a left-handed bat that I think is going to perform well and outperform his ADP in 2023. Number 7, Andrés Muñoz, relief pitcher of the Seattle Mariners. Last year, he pitched to a 2.49 ERA over 65 innings, striking out a whopping 96 batters and walking just 15. That's a 13.3 K per 9, boys and girls. That is very exciting. And there's an opportunity for this 24-year-old to kind of be the next Edwin Diaz, who, let's not forget, this is the same organization that bred Edwin Diaz. So Andrés Muñoz, at minimum, is going to be an elite setup guy, but he could take over this closer role with an injury or potentially with any sort of performance issues with Paul Sewald. So keep a close eye on this, because Muñoz, if indeed he does become a closer anytime in the year, even halfway, would become an enormous breakout candidate for 2023. Number 6, Corbin Carroll, outfielder for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Corbin Carroll was ranked as the number 3 prospect by the MLB Pipeline when the D-backs promoted him to the bigs last year in August. In 103 at-bats for Arizona, he hit 260 with a 330 OBP and a 500 slugging percentage. And he has elite level speed. I'm talking top shelf. We're talking the guys that you want on your roto rosters. So if you're playing in that format, Corbin Carroll is worth a little bit of an overpay coming into the year. He's going to have a clear path to an everyday job and a good chance he's the NL Rookie of the Year in waiting. And Corbin Carroll's power, It's for real, folks. Just because he's a smaller player, do not discount the power of Corbin Carroll. He had a 5.88 slugging over 142 minor league games. Will it come down to earth a little bit? Yes, but he still got pop, and when you add that to the speed, Corbin Carroll could be an enormous breakout player in 2023. Number five, Josh Jung, third baseman, Texas Rangers. I was so excited for Josh Jung last year, and then he got hurt. What a miserable set of circumstances. But that does not mean we forget, and instead, we're going to start the hype train all over again for Josh Jung, because he's coming into a lineup now that's got Marcus Semien, that's got Corey Seager, that's got players around him finally. Oh yeah, and Adolis Garcia too. And this guy can really hit. If you go look at the minor league section there for him, you're talking about a 300 hitter in the minor leagues with a 380 OBP and a 500 slugging. That is an elite level type hitter. He just needs some time to grow at the major league level, and he is going to be the everyday third baseman for the Texas Rangers, hitting a lineup that could be surprisingly good on a team that could be surprisingly competitive. I think there's a breakout here potentially for Josh Jung in 2023. At age 25, this is a guy you want to draft. Number four, Ryan Mountcastle, outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles. Now, I know what you're going to say, Joe, this guy's already kind of broken out. He's an established player. I think there's another gear, though, in Ryan Mountcastle. He had 33 home runs in 2021. Last year, that dipped to 22 home runs, and I know some adjustments to the ballpark, not necessarily the greatest thing. However, I think there's a version of Ryan Mountcastle we haven't seen yet where he brings that average back up, because in the minor leagues, this player was a 295 hitter. But check out these stats. He had an X-slug of 509, which was the eighth best in the league last year. His 250 batting average, meh, but he had a 277 expected batting average, and the third biggest home run to X-home run differential, 5.6. So we're talking about another gear potentially of this player with a higher batting average and maybe even some more power than we saw last year. Could he put it all together for a 35-280 season? I think he might, and that would make Ryan Mountcastle a breakout star in 2023. Number three, George Kirby, starting pitcher, Seattle Mariners. Now, last year, over 25 starts in his rookie season, Kirby went 8-5 with a 9 K per 9 and a 3.39 ERA, but his FIP was even better at 2.99, suggesting, as scary as it seems, George Kirby could even take another step forward this year. Some of the projections on him, you're looking at somewhere around 150 to 160 innings, and I think that is very reasonable for George Kirby this season. If you look at the minor league track record, he was dominant there. He had a 1.07 whip over 30 games pitched in the minor leagues for the Seattle Mariners. This Mariner rotation could be very good here with Castillo at the top, and then guys like Logan Gilbert and George Kirby. Oh yeah, and some guy named Robbie Ray too. George Kirby doesn't have any pressure on him pitching out of that fourth spot, and I think this guy could be an absolute steal in drafts and an incredible breakout performer in 2023. Number two, Andrew Vaughn, first baseman, Chicago White Sox. Now, I've been waiting a long time for this. I've been a big fan of Andrew Vaughn's ever since his college days, and now he's finally getting his starting role with Jose Abreu gone to Houston. Andrew Vaughn is the everyday first baseman. This is a guy that just had 57 games, just 254 plate appearances in the minor leagues. He's been learning on the job for the last 2 years. Cut him some slack. Last year, he had 271 with a 750 OPS, but he had 17 homers and 76 RBI. And I'm telling you, this guy is ready now that he's back, playing his everyday position as he should be. Andrew Vaughn is ready to take that next step forward. This is his age 25 season, and Andrew Vaughn has the power, the plate discipline, the total package to get it done, and I think he's going to be a breakout in 2023. And the number one breakout for 2023, O'Neill Cruz, shortstop, Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, last year, we were tough on O'Neill Cruz because we didn't know when he was going to show up in the show and how he was going to react to the higher-end pitching. Well, we were right. He did struggle early on, and it did take him a while to get there. However, when the dust settled over 87 games, he did hit 17 homers and steal 10 bases. If he progresses the way we saw him down the stretch, it's well within reason to think this is a player that could reach the 30-homer, 20-stolen-base threshold in 2023. We'll see what the batting average gives us, but this is a player with big-time potential despite the shortcomings in the lineup with lineup protection. Cruz looks like a breakout star and a potential league winner in 2023.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Baseball Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Pros MLB and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Fantasy Pros MLB.